My dear friends, O sons of the demons, it is certain that no one bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been able to liberate himself from material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification, and their target is women. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and thus they are shackled to material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Therefore, although you are sons of demons, keep aloof from such persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, the origin of all demigods. Because the ultimate goal for the devotees of Narayan is liberation from the bondage of material existence. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj has maintained the philosophical point of view that one should give up the dark well of family life and go to the forest to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hittatma patam grihamandha kupam vanam gato jat harim asrayet. In this verse also, he stresses the same point. In the history of human society, no one, at any time or at any place, has been liberated because of too much affection and attachment for his family. Even in those who are apparently very educated, the same family attachment is there. They cannot give up the association of their families even in old age or in validity, for they are attached to sense enjoyment. As we have several times discussed, Jan Maithuna Adi Griha Medhi Sukhami Tucham. So-called householders are simply attracted by sexual enjoyment. Thus, they keep themselves shackled in family life, and furthermore, they want their children to be shackled in the same way. Playing the parts of playboys in the hands of women, they glide down to the darkest region of material existence. Adanta govir visatanta misham puna punascha charvita charvananam. Because they are unable to control their senses, they continue a life of chewing the chewed and therefore descend to the darkest material regions. One should give up the association of such demons and adhere to the association of devotees. Thus, one will be able to be liberated from material bondage. So, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his demoniac schoolmates. And in this verse, there are many instructive points pointed out by Prahlad Maharaj, and Prabhupada also repeats the same in his purport. So first point, Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning that when you are bereft of knowledge, then we get attached. When you don't have knowledge, ignorance is the cause of attachment, and knowledge is the cause of detachment. So this is the first point. Srila Prabhupada also mentioned in the purport, and Prahlad Maharaj is also making that same point in the verse. And he is stressing out that if you don't have the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is knowledge? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, knowledge means to know what is matter and spirit, and who is the controller of both. That is called knowledge. So knowledge doesn't mean only knowledge of this material world. People think that we are scholars, we are scientists, we are doctorate, we are engineers. So many things we say, but Prabhupada says that unless you know what is matter and what is spirit, what is temporary, what is permanent, then you are in ignorance. Prahlad Maharaj is also talking about the same thing. Knowledge, real source of knowledge, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning, those who are bereft of the knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is bound to be attached into this material world. So these attachments will be cut only through the sword of knowledge. But unless and until you have that knowledge, you are bound to be attached. And these attachments are very strong. They are like shackles. They bind us in this material world. So there are many kinds of attachment in this material world. Here in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning about the attachment about male and female, man and woman, means the sexual attachment, the lusty desires. The lust is the cause of bondage. Here, this lust is highly emphasized in this verse. There are many other attachments, but Prahlad Maharaj is mentioning that a man is attracted by a woman and woman is attracted by a man, and our material existence continues. Prabhupada used to mention this. So this attachment is very strong, because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this kaam or lust comes from the mode of passion. Kamayesha krodayesha rajaguna samudbhava. Because we are all governed by mode of passion and ignorance, we are bound by this lusty desires. So to tackle that, there are different options given how to tackle these lusty desires. Before tackling the lusty desire, we should know where these lusty desires reside. According to Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains this lust resides in three places. Lust resides in our senses, lust resides in our mind, and lust resides in our intelligence. These are the three places where our lusty desires reside. So Prabhupada mentions that to attack the enemy, you have to know where they are. So in order to attack or defeat our enemy, lust, we have to know where they are situated. So Krishna explains that. These are the three places lusty desires, they reside. So why they are enemies? Because there are different effects of lusty desire. The first effect of lusty desire is that lust makes us blind. This is the first effect of lust. You lose your discrimination, your intelligence is lost when you are captivated by lusty desire. Chanaka Pandit explains there are four kinds of blind men. First is Janmandha, those who are born blind, like Dhritarashtra. He was a blind man by birth, so Janmandha. Other is who is blind by Lobha, greed. And there is other kind of blind man, those who are blind by pride. And the last category of blindness is when you are blinded by lust, Kamandha. So when we become lusty, we become blind. So there is a story, Silana Mishra from South India. So he was a Brahmana, learned Brahmana. He was from the family of a learned Brahmana who took birth in a very aristocratic Brahmana family. But somehow or other he was captivated by these lusty desires and he was attracted to a prostitute. Her name was Chintamani. So one night, one evening, his father died. Silana Mishra's father died. And it was raining, rainy season. Then his uncle said, Silana, your father has expired, please do the final rites. But that is the time for him to go to Chintamani. And he started Chintamani, Chintamani. He was totally absorbed in Chintamani and started running towards Chintamani. He said, I cannot do my final rites for my father. I have to go to Chintamani. This is called blindness. The death of your father does not matter. So he was determined to go to Chintamani. So to go to Chintamani's place, he has to cross the river. And because of rain, that river was very much strong river flow. And there was no boat available to cross the river. Boatman said, I cannot take you to the other side. So what to do? Silana Mishra dived into the water. and started swimming. And he saw a log of wood. And with the help of that log of wood, he crossed the river. But somehow or other, Chintamani was residing in the first, on the second floor of the house, how to go. Then he saw a tree and one rope was there. And he took that rope and entered through the window. And he appeared in front of Chintamani. And Chintamani was shocked to hear, shocked to see that Silana is there in front of her. He said, "Silana, I heard that your father has expired. But why you are here? I am very disgusted with you. But how come you have come here? Such a strong rain is going on, strong river flow, no boat is available. How did you come here?" And he looked into the window, he said, and saw that one dead body, which he thought that was a log of wood. That is called blindness. When you are blinded by lust, a dead body looked like log of wood. He took the help of that corpse and crossed the river. And said, "How you came up?" He said, "Nah, I took a rope." So that Chintamani saw that's not a rope. It was a snake, venomous snake, long snake. And that snake looked like the rope when you are blinded by lust. Then Chintamani chastised him. He said, "This level of attraction, whatever you have for me, if a little drop of that attraction is there for Krishna, then you will be in the spiritual world." So that heavy chastisement of Chintamani opened the eyes of Silana Mishra. And later on, Silana Mishra went to Vrindavan and became Billa Mangal Thakur. So that is the power of lust. It makes you blind. And second is, when you are lusty, you are ready to give up. You lose the association of devotees. Good association, you give it up. And a story comes, a pastime comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India. So who will travel with him? So they have decided that Kala Krishna Das will travel with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in South India. So in South India, in a place, there is a group of Bhattahari of a sampradaya. So their technique is to trick people by providing different beautiful girls. So then they send different beautiful girls to Kala Krishna Das. And Kala Krishna Das was enamored by the beauty of these beautiful girls. And he joined the party of the Bhattaharis. "See, you are with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhadanna Yadat Avatar. He is with him. Still, the beauty of the opposite sex captivated him. And he left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and joined the Bhattaharis. But somehow, you may forget Krishna by your lusty desire, but Krishna is not captivated by lust. He always remembers you. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there to rescue Kala Krishna Das. And he took the Sikha, hold the Sikha and took him away from the association of Bhattaharis. So therefore keeping Sikha is also very nice, I think. Then it is easy for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to rescue us from the trap of material attachments. So by this we can understand, even if we are with God, or to talk about the pure devotees, even if we are with the God, we may be captivated by the lusty desires. So lust is very strong, very, very strong. So Kala Krishna Das was captivated by that lusty desire. And third effect of lust is that it keeps us bound up in this material world. Here in this material world, prison is surrounded by high walls, big, big wall. And there are many people who will check you so that we cannot get out of the jail. But Krishna has created such a prison house, there is no wall. There is no world of the material world. Still, Maya Devi, Durga Devi wants us to get out of the material world. Still, we don't like to go out of this material world. Why? Because of the invisible shackle of the lusty desires. So as long as we have these desires, we are bound to be in this material world. Prabhupada mentioned in a sarcastic way in the purport, in the history of human society, no one at any time or any place has been liberated because of too much affection and attachment for his family. So family attachment is not the cause of our liberation. We say, no, samsara dharma, in Bengal, in India, they say, if you take care of the family very nicely, you'll go back to the spiritual world. So Prabhupada said, in the history of human society, it has not been done. No one has attained that. Rather, when you are attached to your family, you are bound up in this material world. Why? Because this attachment is very strong. It's attachment of the body. And body is material. So because this is material, this attachment keeps us in this material world. Because body is not spiritual. Body is material. So when you develop the connections based on this body, you are bound to be in this material world. And you may think, oh, this lusty desire, by the process of time it will go away. When I become old, I will be free from lusty desire. But that's wrong. So once Akbar asked Birbal, Birbal, when this lusty desire go away? Birbal said, never goes away. At the deathbed also, when you die, that time also you have lusty desires. Akbar says, it's too much. It's too much of a comment. He said, you want to see that? I'll prove that. Okay. So one day, Akbar was informed by Birbal that he has to meet one of his minister. And that minister is on the deathbed. And he told Akbar, please bring your daughter also along with you. Beautiful daughter he had. So that man is on the deathbed, about to die. So Birbal called both of them, Akbar and his daughter. So when both of them arrived there, so Birbal said, Akbar, you enter through the front door, which is very near to him, and tell your daughter to come through the other door and see that man where he looks at. So both of them entered at the same time. With great surprise to Akbar, he saw that dying man is glancing at the beauty of his daughter. That is called lusty desire. It does not go away. Because this lusty desire does not stay only in the senses. It stays in our consciousness, in the mind, and also in our intelligence. So therefore, we should not be thinking, oh, when I become old, maybe that time our senses may not be active, but our mind always become active. And you see, if you analyze nicely, when someone become old, they don't get attached to the grandson or son. They become attracted to the granddaughter. Always they get attracted to the opposite. Because they cannot satisfy their senses directly, but through, in a different way, they want to satisfy their senses. Because that is very, very strong. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam explains that you should not be together very closely, even with your daughter, with your sister, and with your mother. This is the effect of lusty desire. We should not take it very lightly. Prabhupada used to say, one day he gave a comment that I am never touched by Maya. Maya cannot touch me. And he saw one day, that same devotee saw one day Prabhupada is praying to the Lord, very intensely praying, closing his eyes. After the prayer was over, he asked Prabhupada, what you are praying? He said, I am praying to the Lord so that I don't become attracted by Maya. So he got shocked, opposite statement. He asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you said that you are not attracted by Maya, Maya cannot touch you, but you are praying to the Lord. So Prabhupada said, yes, because I pray to the Lord sincerely every day, that's why Maya cannot touch me. So that should be our position. It's the position of Srila Prabhupada. He is the liberated soul. He is so much careful. When he used to meet his sister also, old sister. And he is also very old, more than 70. He used to keep one man when he is talking. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. When we have close proximity to the opposite sex, any time, Maya can allure us. And one single moment is enough for us for the whole life. Once, enough. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. Prabhupada said that a good driver also can commit accident. So therefore, don't take chances. If you take chances, don't follow. If you say, no, does not apply to me, I am control now. That is the last snare of Maya, that you are not attracted by sex. So one day, one devotee came to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I have no sex desire. Says Prabhupada said, go to the doctor. So you have some problem. So Suvak Swami, one of Prabhupada's disciples, he was walking with Prabhupada, asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, that day will come that I will not have any sex desire. Prabhupada said, no. Then another day, Suvak Swami again walking with Prabhupada. Prabhupada, that day will come when I will be free from sex desire. Then Prabhupada looked at him. If Krishna desires, that day you may be free from this sex desire. Jai Sri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Gaur Nitai ki. So therefore, by understanding the effect of the lusty desire, we have to take shelter, because by our own endeavor, we cannot be free from lusty desire. What is the solution? Solution is that we have to develop attraction for Krishna. When you develop attraction for Krishna, then our attraction for opposite sex will go away. And how we can develop attraction for Krishna? By sincerely hearing about Krishna, by taking shelter of His holy name, by sincerely serving Him and His devotees, and by taking darshan of the deities. Slowly, slowly, when you get attached to the deity form of the Lord, that's why Prabhupada wanted that deities should be decorated very gorgeously. And in third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapila Muni explains, when you are attracted or captivated by Maya, then we should look at the eyebrows of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you are attracted to the eyebrows of the Lord, then that attraction will take care of the attraction of the material world. So therefore, we should try to develop attachment for the deity form of the Lord. That's why Prabhupada was very much particular to dress the deity very beautifully. So when we get attracted by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then slowly, slowly, the attraction of this material world will go away. Otherwise, any time it can happen. So shelter, we cannot do it by our own endeavor. We have to take shelter. And Prabhupada explains in the purport that how it can be possible? It will be possible by giving up the association of the demoniac people and by associating with the devotees. So association plays a very important role in our life. If you associate with the demons, what is the quality of a demoniac person? He feels, I am this body and this body is meant for my enjoyment. Very selfish. Their life is centered around I and mine. Aham Mahamiti. That is called demoniac nature. So, in Satya Yuga, demons and devotees used to stay in different planets. In Treta Yuga, devotees and demons used to stay in same planet but different continent. Lord Ramchandra used to stay in Ayodhya and Ravana used to stay in Lanka. In Dwapar Yuga, they became more close. They used to stay in the same state, not in the same state, in the same family. Pandavas and Kauravas used to stay in the same family. But in Kali Yuga, they have become more together. And in Kali Yuga, devotees and demons stay in the same body. That's why problem. in this age of Kali. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I appear to kill the demons and to rescue the devotees. So while Jagai and Madai attack Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invited Sudarshan Chakra to kill. Then Nityananda Prabhu said that if you want to kill Jagai and Madai, then you have to kill everybody. Because everybody is like Jagai and Madai in this Kali Yuga. Because devotees and demons, they stay together in the same body. So you have come here not to kill demons in this age of Kali. And you have a different weapon. And that weapon is the holy name of the Lord. And by that holy name, you kill the demoniac nature. Therefore, if we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very sincerely, then our demoniac nature goes away. So demons are naturally, by nature, is very selfish, very self-centered. They don't like to help somebody. They don't cooperate. That's why Prabhupada said, if you want to love me, show your love by cooperation. But demoniac people, they don't want to cooperate. They always think about their own selfish interest. So once, devotees or demigods and demons, they approached Lord Brahma. And always there is a fight. Who is superior? Demons or demigods? So both of them approach and ask Brahma, who is superior, demigods or demons? So Brahma knows demigods are superior, but is very careful because these demons are very risky people. He said, okay, I'll give you answer. Before I give you your answer, please have lunch together. So there are a lot of demons and a lot of demigods also, 33 crores demigods, it's a big number. So Brahma had a big dining hall. So the size of the dining hall was enough to accommodate only demons or demigods, one batch. You cannot feed all of them together. Then who will eat first? Demons are always first. We want to eat first. They don't want to wait because they are very selfish. So demigod said, okay, you take first. First batch. First batch is demon, batch of the demons. So they sat on the dining table. A lot of nice foodstuff. Brahmaloka foodstuff must be very nice. So Brahma had a nice feast. But Brahma said, you should not start taking prasad before I announce something. So he announced that I will hold your hand with a stick. Both the hands will be stuck with a stick, like this. So one stick was bound. So he cannot move like that. So that hand was bound like that with the stick. Then he said, okay, now you can start your prasad. So how they'll eat? You have to fold your hand to eat, right? So they are doing like that, and all the prasadam was falling on different parts of his mouth and body, and it's a very funny scene. And by seeing that, demigod started laughing, and demons become very angry. So first batch is over. Then is the turn for the demigods. So demons are waiting, and they told Brahma, you have bound our hand. So same should apply to the demigods also. Brahma said, okay, no problem. It will apply to them also. Then all the hands of demigods also were bound by a stick. Then they sat and demons are waiting for the scene. But with great surprise, demons saw a different scene. What they did, because demigods are cooperative by nature. So they sat face to face, different parts, different side of the table. And one demigod is taking the food and feeding the other demigod. And other demigod is feeding to other demigod. And they are enjoying the food. So this is called divine nature and demoniac nature. Divine people always want to help others. And by helping others, automatically they are helped. Generally we think that by putting somebody down, I will become big. That is called demoniac. Bhakti Charu Maharaj gives an example. When you are climbing on the stairs, if you want to put him down, then who comes down first? Those who are dragging him down. So if someone wants to put somebody down, he will also be put down. But if the same person wants to put him up, both of them will go up. So by helping other to become big, you become big. That's called divine quality. And that's called cooperation. If you cooperate somebody, you also advance. If you help somebody to advance, you also advance. That is called divine nature. And that is possible through proper association. So association plays a very important role in our life. And Srila Prabhupada gives a very good example. We should give our heart to the devotees. We should give our heart to Krishna, not to somebody else. So there was a monkey. So that monkey, he had some quarrel with other monkeys and he was kicked out from his group. And he took shelter of a tree, a fruit tree, at the bank of a river. And he used to play on the branches because monkey cannot stay at one place. So jumping here and there. And these fruits used to fall into the water of that river. And there was a crocodile. And that crocodile used to eat those fruits. And this was happening for many days. And they developed some friendship. The crocodile was male and this monkey was female. So they developed some relationship. Every day they used to spend time. So one day, that crocodile was very late to come to his house. Then his wife sent a maid servant to check it out what her husband is doing. And that maid servant came and gave a report that your husband is talking to a female monkey. It's the nature of the woman also, that as soon as there's something here suspicious about the husband, they become very angry. So that wife became very angry. And he said, inform my husband that I am very sick. And that maid servant went and gave the message that your husband is very, very sick. Your wife is very, very sick. So that husband rushed towards the house. He said, what happened to you? No, I am very sick. What doctor said there is no medicine. So only one medicine. What is that medicine? If you can bring the heart of a female monkey, that heart will be the medicine for my cure. And I heard there is a female monkey residing at the tree at the bank of the river. And I heard you have some friendship with him. Why not bring that heart? So one side is friend, other side is wife. He said, wife is more important. So for the cause of wife, I can sacrifice my friend. So no problem. So he went, approached the monkey. He said, my wife heard about you and she is very attracted by you and she has invited you for lunch. So okay. So monkey jumped on the top of that crocodile and both of them rushing towards the house of that crocodile. So when they come to the middle of the river, then crocodile revealed that actually you are not invited for lunch. Rather, my wife will have lunch with your heart. The monkey was very clever. He said, really? Your wife wants my heart? You should have told me before. Why? No, I have kept my heart in the tree. So really? Oh. Then he said, okay, let's go. Then monkey told the crocodile to go. So they went at the bank of the tree. And monkey jumped and went to the tree. He said, revolve. So that's happening. This crocodile represent bad association. So when you have bad association, the bad association generally takes our heart. And when you give your heart to bad people, then you are captivated in this material world. Therefore, we should give our heart to Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Gaur Nitai. So that is called love for Krishna. Krishna doesn't want anything. Krishna wants your heart. Sincerely, when you give our heart to Krishna, then there is no problem that you will be captivated by lusty desires. But Prabhupada gives the example, because we are in this material world, the whole ether is surcharged with lusty desires. Jamunacharya, a great acharya, he gives the example that he is telling that as I have developed different taste of Radha and Krishna, and because of that, I have developed that higher taste. And when the thoughts of sex life come to my mind, my face is curled in disgust, and I spit on that thought. That is the expression of Jamunacharya. So you can learn two things. One thing, even if you are very advanced, thought will come. Just like Jamunacharya says, that thought may come. When thought comes, what he does? He spits on that thought. Prabhupada was giving a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was quoting this verse, and he literally spat like that. So that is called, you are disgusted with sex life. It doesn't mean that thoughts will not come. So therefore there are four stages: thinking, feeling, willing and action. So we should stop. A sadhaka, a sincere sadhaka, when the thought of sex life will come, he stop that at the level of thinking. But next stage, that feeling, then willing, then action, does not come in his life. That's called sadhaka, proper sadhaka. And that is possible only through good association. So therefore association is very, very important. When you are surrounded by good devotees, then we are very much protected. And unless or until we are protected by the association of pure devotees, association of good devotees, is very, very difficult to handle this lusty desire alone. Therefore, we have to take shelter of the holy name, we have to take shelter of the pure devotees of the Lord, we have to take shelter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, we take shelter of the deity form of the Lord, and in that association we can handle this strong lusty desires by their mercy. But by our own qualification is very, very difficult. Daivi esa gunamai mama maya durottaya. It's very difficult. Not difficult, impossible to overcome. But mame vaja prapadante maya metang tarantite. But if we take shelter of Krishna, then Krishna can take care of that maya. So Prabhupada said that if you take shelter of Krishna, that Krishna will kick the maya out of my heart. So only Krishna can kick out the lusty desire, we cannot. So therefore, our only shelter is the shelter of Krishna through his devotees, through his holy name, through his deity form, through his Srimad Bhagavatam. When you are sheltered by these things, then it will be possible for us to cross over this lusty desires which are binding us in this material world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. If you have any question or comment,